The activists snowshoed up Tyler Forks River to a 19th century mine shaft. Hiker John Schneider says this was within the zone on the DNR off-limits map, but he says they didn't get any tickets for trespassing. Both Ashland and Iron County sheriffs say they'll enforce the off-limit zone, but they won't spend their resources patrolling it. Schneider's optimistic that tickets are in the offing, though. He says they've already talked to Iron County Sheriff Tony Furick about it, and when it happens, he's not worried about any confrontations.
Oh, no, not with Tony. He's a great guy, and we always tell him, if we're going to do something, he knows, and he knows we're peaceful. And we're great friends with him. We count on him in case anything does happen from the other side. Who knows?
Schneider says the point is to challenge the new law in court. He says the law is only for the mining company, and it ignores the rights of citizens. He does say some hikers may not be satisfied with just a ticket.
You know, there are some of us that might just push it that far to where they would have to be handcuffed, and he'd have to take them in the jail. That is possible. But it would be a peaceful disobedience, I'm sure. And I'm sure he'd be gentle with us, too.
For his part, Furick says he'll enforce the off-limit zone, but he only got one call over the weekend, and that person skedaddled before he could respond. He says it'd help if they'd give him a heads-up of where they'll be and when. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.